Argentina's Hidden Treasures, The Long Shadow of Nazi Art Theft. In the quiet, tree-lined streets of Buenos Aires, a modern drama unfolded, echoing the unresolved traumas of World War II. The year is 2025, and an Argentinian couple found themselves under a peculiar form of house arrest, not for any crime of their own, but for harboring a secret, a painting, a treasure lost in the chaos of war and now sought by the long arm of justice. This story, while seemingly confined to a single household, unearches a vast and complex history of Nazi-looted art, a dark legacy that continues to ripple through time, demanding restitution and confronting the lingering shadows of a global conflict. The Second World War was not only a conflagration of ideologies and armies, but also a systematic plunder of culture. As the Nazi regime swept across Europe, its appetite for conquest was matched by an insatiable desire for art. Masterpieces were looted from museums, private collections, and the very homes of Jewish families, intended to enrich Nazi leaders and to symbolically erase entire cultures. Hitler himself envisioned a Fuhrer Museum in Linz, Austria, which was to house the cream of this stolen art. Among the most notorious of these operations was the Einsatzstab Reichsleiter Rosenberg, a Nazi task force specifically established to seize cultural property. Led by Alfred Rosenberg, a key ideologue of the Nazi Party, the scoured occupied territories, identifying and confiscating everything from paintings and sculptures to religious artifacts and historical documents. The sheer scale of this operation was staggering, with an estimated 20% of all European art falling into Nazi hands. One such masterpiece, a painting by the renowned Impressionist artist Edgar Degas, titled Place de la Concorde, vanished during the war. Stolen from a Parisian collection, its journey through the war-torn continent, and its eventual reappearance in an unexpected corner of the world became a poignant symbol of the art world's enduring quest for accountability. The Argentinian couple, whose names remain undisclosed to protect their privacy during the ongoing legal proceedings, were found to be in possession of this very painting. Their story, however, is just one thread in a much larger tapestry. For decades after the war, countless works of art remained hidden, either in forgotten attics, private collections, or even in plain sight, their origins obscured. The passage of time did little to diminish the moral imperative for their return. Families who had lost everything sought closure and justice, pursuing the restitution of their looted heritage. In recent years, increased international cooperation and specialized law enforcement units have made strides in uncovering and recovering these lost treasures. Museums and auction houses are now under greater scrutiny, compelled to demonstrate the provenance of their collections. The legal landscape has also evolved, with more favorable rulings for restitution claims, recognizing the profound historical and personal significance of these stolen works. The impact of this art theft extends far beyond the monetary value of the pieces. It represents a deliberate attempt to erase history, to decimate cultural identity, and to obliterate the memory of targeted communities. The recovery of each stolen artwork is not merely a legal victory. It is a reclamation of history, a testament to resilience, and a crucial step in healing the wounds of the past. The Degas painting, for instance, represents not just a work of art, but a stolen legacy, a tangible link to a family's past, brutally severed by the Nazis. The case of the Argentinian couple serves as a stark reminder that the echoes of World War II's art plunder are still resonating. It highlights the complexities of international law, the challenges of tracing stolen artifacts across borders, and the ethical dilemmas faced by those who unknowingly possess such items. As the world continues to grapple with this dark chapter, each recovered artwork brings us closer to rectifying historical injustices and ensuring that the stories behind these treasures are never forgotten. The quest for Nazi-looted art is a continuous endeavor, a commitment to uncovering hidden truths and to restoring what was unjustly taken. It is a battle waged not with weapons, but with perseverance, meticulous research, and an unwavering dedication to justice. The story that began in a quiet Buenos Aires home is a powerful illustration of how the past continues to shape our present, and why the pursuit of restitution remains a vital mission.